Hey, Allison, what were you dreaming? Have all your themes turned red? Hey, Allison, why were you screaming? Did you not shoot her dead? Open your eyes, my baby's coming back. Your eyes, my baby's coming through. And I love you.
And welcome to the show, Devin Christodoulou and Andy Schichter from the band Echo Nebraska.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
Right on. Now, let's start off right away. We're going to talk about your recent music video release for Hey Allison, which is your first single. Now, tell us a little bit about this music video, because let's face it, it's been getting a ton of attention. The Juno Awards social media account tweeted it out, and CBC Radio was also giving you guys some social media love. Tell us a little bit about how the music video came to be.
It was pretty quick. We had like two or three weeks to put it together. My brother had some plans to come out to Vancouver to film an event, and that kind of canceled on him. So he had the time booked in his calendar, and he knew he wanted to come out here. So we're just like, let's put together a music video. And then Devin kind of sent the idea of the song and his ideas for the music video. And we just all worked hard for 3 weeks putting together this thing.
Well, it's pretty crazy. The idea is awesome. Devin, why don't you explain a little bit about how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I was trying to do something that represented the meaning of the song to me and to get the message across, which is essentially the ability, the hope that somebody could overcome, it might be mental illness or an internal struggle in themselves, with the purity of love. And that love could be love for another person or love in whatever it is you're doing, and just, you know, overcome that with just overall love. And so I was like, how can we do this? And then, you know, we tried to get pictured a girl like in a dark room, just depressed. And then gradually, as time goes on and the song goes on, just more color comes in. And I actually wanted there to be all these cats and dogs and animals running out of the house too, but it wasn't in the budget.
Oh, come on. You can find a couple of pets at the pound or something like that. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm using none of that, by the way. I just want you to know.
Oh, okay.
Once again, professional interview. Yeah. So, and you feature Nicole Munoz. Now, she was on Defiance. She was recently spotted on that ABC hit show Once Upon a Time. How did you manage to get her involved in the music video project?
That was just a casting call. My brother, again, who directed the video and did a wonderful job kind of producing it and setting everything up, he just put a casting call on one of the sites he uses for videos, and she responded. She liked the song and was interested in taking part. I think they had met previously at like a some sort of junction in Vancouver a couple years ago, so the name Schichter kind of sounded familiar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Now, as I was saying, you guys have gotten much love from the Juno Awards and CBC Radio. Are you guys surprised at what sort of reaction you've been getting to the music video?
I am, for sure.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It's been phenomenal so far. I was very excited. And when I saw the finished product, I was just blown away by the finished product myself. I was so happy with it. But, you know, you being happy with it and lots of other people enjoying it as well are two different things. So I'm just thrilled that so far it's so good. You know, people are enjoying what they're seeing so far, it seems. So,
yeah, you never know when you do something like this that, like, you know, people will like the stuff you're working on, let alone even seeing it. Like, you can make a music video and, you know, no one will care or view it, but it's nice that it's getting lots of positive attention.
Absolutely, and a lot of it has to do with just the way that your band is formed. Now, tell us a little bit, let's walk back down memory lane and tell our listening audience at home just how you guys managed to get together and form Echo Nebraska.
Well, do you want to take that, Devin?
Maybe we can do a tag team effort.
Sure, sure. just tagging this.
Yeah.
So I had just moved to Vancouver. This was a couple years ago. And I was assisting at a studio in Burnaby for the producer Colin Stewart. And he was producing Amber Hill's record, which is Devin and Gunn's other band. So it was literally like a week after I moved to Vancouver, I got this gig assisting on the record. And then Devin had a bunch of songs that didn't quite fit the Amber Hills sound. So, you know, he would like strum on the guitar a little bit. And I'd always hear these like little catchy pop songs that like I didn't really know who they were from, but I really enjoy them. And he said he's been working on some material that didn't fit the band. So we got together. I just asked him to come over to my apartment to lay down some demos. And one thing led to another. We ended up with 15 full-fledged demos with like backing vocals and, you know, keyboards and horns and like drums, and like just went to the nines with these demos. And then we were like, okay, we have enough songs. Let's put together a band here and get into the studio.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I mean, that's a lot. That's exactly how it went down. But I think you missed out the part where it was actually you, Ryan,
who got us together.
It was me.
And
I had a part in this.
I'm not fishing for that or anything like that, guys. Come on.
No, you did. It was that meeting at Charles Bar. You had a meeting with Andy set up, and I forgot how I was there, but I was there. And then and I showed Andy some of the songs on my iPhone, yeah, and showed him some of it. And then I didn't know that Andy had his own little home studio set up there too, and so I went over there with my acoustic guitar, and from the first meeting we did I'll Get It Right, I showed him that song, and then there was just a lot of like awesome creative energy, and it was just always excited. I couldn't wait to get back and do
That's
more.
That's awesome. Okay, now full disclosure to our listening audience, I used to be the manager of Amber Hills. We no longer do that. You know, I had to move to Seattle. This new project came out, and, you know, one thing leads to another. Things change, but one thing is for certain is I definitely love the guys in Echo Nebraska. And the new lady. Tell us a little bit about the new keyboardist that you guys have.
Karen Hefford, yeah, she's been great. We've had her for about a month now, just jamming, and it's been just a wonderful fit. So we're excited to do a show with her.
Well,
soon.
You certainly have a bigger, more layered sound. Maybe Devin, you can speak to this a little bit. Do you feel like the keyboard having live keyboards is going to assist you guys when you guys are playing live?
Oh, absolutely, and it's another big key component to it is all the harmonies. I got a little carried away with those in the studio, so it's nice to have someone like Karen, who is just phenomenal at backup vocals, and her keyboards, just her ears, phenomenal, and just a pleasure working with her so far, and I'm excited to continue writing and working with her and everyone else.
Now, typically, it's difficult to find keyboardists and you know, some of the more feature parts that you would find in a typical band. How did you come to find her?
Is through a Craigslist ad. We just posted looking for a keyboard player, and we knew we needed another backing vocalist. So that was sort of a requirement as well. We wanted someone who can play and sing, and she responded. And so we invited her out to a practice, and right away we were all just like, this is perfect. This is a great fit. So it was very lucky, because you really don't know what you're going to get through a Craigslist or Kijiji ad looking for musicians. You get, you know, some great finds, and then, you know, some not so good finds.
Lucky is definitely the word for it. Craigslist, it really is sometimes a crapshoot.
Oh, totally hit or miss.
And a lot of our listening audience, they've probably had the experience. But for those who have never been in a band, finding bandmates is sometimes the most difficult thing to do ever.
I think the most. And it all starts from there. Like, if you can't find the right bandmates, you don't have a functional band.
In that case, so seeing as how it is like the most difficult piece, when I listened to the new EP, which is actually being released January 26th, it's called Send the Ships. You can find it, I do believe, on Bandcamp. And where else can you find that?
It'll be iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, RDO, anywhere you find music online. We also have some physical copies that will be available at our CD release show and then through band members. And we're going to work on a way to set it up to sell the CDs online through our website.
Yeah, go see them live, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
come on.
Come out to the
shows.
So
with it being the most difficult thing, finding bandmates, how did you find the bandmates for Echo Nebraska? I mean, like, we've just talked about how you two got together. You were helping with the Amber Hills production. What about the relationship with your bassist, Gunn Park?
Gunn is, you know, talk about finding artists through Craigslist. Gunn is the bass player for Amber Hills, who I actually found through Craigslist.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I've known him for quite a long time, and he's just a phenomenal bass player and overall well-rounded musician that we're grateful to have. And I, you know, when I said I was setting this project up, I didn't even hesitate to ask him if he wanted to join, and he seemed like he was pretty thrilled to join as well. So, yeah, we're glad that transitioned over. And then the drummer is Stacy Mack, who's actually an old roommate of mine. We used to have this house in Burnaby, and there was just a house filled with all these musicians, and we would jam all the time. And he's just an old friend, and he lives in Victoria. And I said, "Hey, man, we need a drummer." And he was like, "Okay," came over.
So now, is he going to be in Vancouver with you guys full time, or does he make the trek back and forth between Victoria and Vancouver?
He does the trek back and forth between Victoria and Vancouver, so that can be difficult. I'm sure it's more difficult for him than it is for us. But we're going to try to get some shows booked on Vancouver Island so that we can go over there as well and work that out.
Yeah, definitely
out.
Nice to have someone situated right there so that you can have them sort of work at, you can work at having different epicenters of activities like in Victoria and in Vancouver proper. It makes it a lot easier for the gig booking process, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's, you know, he has his own projects going on over there as well too, and is established and has a network there of friends and local musicians. So it's just not only is he just a good drummer to have and a good friend, but he has something going on over there as well too, which is
nice.
That's
phenomenal. Now we're looking at the release of your EP Send the Ships, which is January 26th. Now you are having an album release party, which unfortunately by the time this episode drops, you will already have had your EP release party. Andy, tell me a little bit about how you guys are approaching getting the word out there as far as Echo Nebraska is concerned.
Well, for today, for example, I sent the EP and emails out for reviews to, you know, a ton of just indie music blogs and websites, you know, even things like Exclaim and Pitchfork, some of the bigger guys. So it's just letting everyone know about the record, using social media, connect with different writers and journalists that way, look for opportunities. You know, there's a lot of writers are, you know, sometimes looking for different bands to review even or lists they're creating that they want some music for. So it's just looking for different opportunities and connecting with people.
How much do you feel that with all the eyes that you got on the Hey Allison music video, how much do you feel that is going to open up some doors for you as far as the promotional side of the business is concerned?
I think it shows that you're a little more serious when you have a music video and a professional looking music video. It shows that you're willing to spend a bit of money and time in creating things, you know, not just the music. You're not just going to like record an EP, put it out and just sit on it. You're going to be proactive. You're going to create all this promotional material, such as a music video. I think it just shows that you're a little more serious than the average band.
And because there's a lot of bands out there that will tend to do that, just be like, okay, the whole thing is I'm going to record an album, now what? And it seems like you guys don't have that at all. You guys are very proactive in your approach to sort of getting the word out there on social media. I see your posts on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm actually quite impressed. And how about the artwork? Talk a little bit about the artwork on Send the Ships, Devin. What led you to, like, well, let's start off with who's the artist?
That's Andy.
Yeah. It's kind of, it was, well, it, me, my girlfriend and I, she, sort of the stained glass image, that was a painting she made a couple of years ago. So we got it digitally scanned and then, you know, ran it through the stained glass filter and just kind of really highlighted the colors. And then we just brought into Photoshop and Illustrator and put together a little package.
Wow. That's amazing, because it is a beautiful album cover. How about, is there an associated liner notes with it? Did you guys design those? Tell us a little bit about the process of making the EP, as far as the packaging is concerned.
There is liner notes. It's you know, full digipack. It's on recycled stock, too, which we're pretty jazzed about. We put the liner notes. They're all on the inside. I'm actually holding one right now. And yeah, we're pretty happy with the way it came out.
That's phenomenal. And of course, the packaging is ultimately the wrapping for the beautiful music. Now, Devin, tell me a little bit about your songwriting process. When you look at your other band, Amber Hills, and you compare it to Echo Nebraska, they're very, it's almost, they're quite different in tone, yet they still have this element of quality and talent behind it. Tell us a little bit about what inspires you to get writing.
Oh, man. I think just honestly, I don't want to cop out, but I think literally just life. I'm surrounded by amazing circumstances that happen to myself and people that I love and care about, and or that I've read about something that happened, and something might strike me in a certain way that charges my emotions, and then I kind of let the songwriting process happen naturally, where it's more of just instinctual, and I let it come out, and then after it all comes out, and I look at it and edit it, and then I start to put the pieces together and figure out what I was actually talking about. So
how about the difference in styles, the differing sounds that you get between the two bands of Amber Hills and Echo Nebraska? What's that like to have such a dichotomy between the two bands?
Well, I guess ultimately you look at it like a person is a normal human being is not always going to be happy and making these, you know, sounding happy and all the time. They're also going to be somber and, you know, maybe a little bit upset and angry about something. So Amber Hills, I guess, kind of allows me to get out that darker side of me that I explore through more rock and roll music, I guess. I think that might be the only way I'd be able to describe the songwriting. Also, the drummer that I play with in Amber Hills plays hard rock drums, so I find myself more leaning towards like alternative rock style sounds, and you know, I love Radiohead and all that type of stuff. So during my high school years and college and all that, so there's always going to be a big piece of me that loves making that dark, dark rock and roll music. But, you know, I grew up on the Beatles and just lighter, and Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, just like lighter, positive, feel good music. And that's always in my core. So no matter what, I'll always go back to that, and I'll want to go back and make some rock and roll music again too. So,
and which if you haven't heard them yet, Amber Hills is definitely like, and I'm biased here, but their album Up Is Down, Left Is Right is phenomenal. It's well worth a listen. It's 100% great front to back. Andy, I mean, you're biased as well, but you worked on that particular album, and I'm sure you can attest to just how amazing that album is.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's what got me excited about working with Devin and Gunn, just hearing the possibilities.
It's like the ultimate audition, right? Like, you're thinking to yourself, damn, I'd really love to form a band or something like that, and then you're actually recording this amazing band, and then somehow you guys are together. Like, that's an amazing story.
It really is. It's not the typical way a band gets together. Because I'm sure, like, you know, at the start, we were really just record some demos. I just moved here. I got some new recording gear. So we set it all up in my living room and, you know, started recording these songs. I don't think at the start we thought a band would come out of it. It was more just like a Devin solo project, and I wanted to just add some production to it. And then we brought on Gunn and formed this band. It was phenomenal.
That's amazing. Now, you, Devin, you experienced some success as far as competitions in Vancouver. The Seeds competition featured Amber Hills in it for a couple of years. Do you guys see Echo Nebraska competing in any sort of local competitions like that?
We would love to submit our songs to the Peak Performance Project, and as well as the Fox Seeds. Amber Hills was fortunate enough to make it into the Fox Seeds in 2012. I initially wasn't sure if Echo Nebraska's music would fit the style of music that the Fox is playing, but with Little India, I believe, won the Fox Seeds last year, and they're more in the, adult contemporary sort of feel that I guess Echo Nebraska is in too, so it makes me think that why not send it to them as well.
I think those are the two big competitions. It's certainly something we'll look into in the next few months now that we have the EP out and photo shoot and all that.
That's phenomenal. And you, like, Devin was speaking to the fact that Hey Allison was specifically about mental illness. Am I touching it too bluntly when I'm saying that?
Or? No, it for me that song I have. Now, obviously, I'm not going to say any names, and Allison is not the actual name of the person, but there is quite a few people in my life that had struggled with mental illness, and that song is, like I said, about overcoming a struggle and with the purity of love. And so we're, as a band, we're very thrilled, and we're advocating to try to support mental illness causes. And one of the people that we're actually working with, we have something in the works right now, but if the listeners out there want to check out myartistcorner.ca, these are the people that we're going to be working with to put on an event or two in support of mental illness cause. So that's something that we actually advocate for quite strongly, and we'll hopefully continue to do that.
That's awesome. Are there any other causes that you will be advocating for, or is this your main focus?
The human fund.
The human fund? Okay.
Never mind. Oh. There'll be a few people out there who'll get that.
That goes right back into Echo Nebraska's pocket, too. So the human fund is,
there you go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what would you... Okay, let's just... we're just wrapping up today. What would you say is the number one thing you want the listener to think about when they hear the Send the Ships EP? Let's start with Andy.
I like to just see the music put a smile on their face. It's, there's lots of positive messages in the song. They're pretty upbeat, great vocals, great backing vocals, great melodies. I just like to have them be happy when they listen to our music. It's as simple as that, I think. I think it's just like, it's very positive music, and it's easy to get into. Doesn't really matter what genre or style you typically prefer. It's just kind of, middle of the road, just good songs.
And Devin?
Yeah. It's pretty much very similar, the same sort of thing. It would be nice to have people smiling and enjoying the messages and feeling the music and hopefully being able to sing along if they come to a concert. That's ultimately, it's you do this for yourself because it's an outlet for yourself, but you also you're doing it for other people to try to enjoy, because let's face it, everybody works the 9 to 5 or whatever it is they're doing. So when they go out and go to a rock concert or whatever it is they're going to go, they want to escape and people want to enjoy themselves. I mean, I know I do when I go see a concert, so I want to have a good time, and it's nice to be able to sing along to the music or dance, you know what I mean? So that's sort of what I try to get out of it, but who knows?
Well, that's awesome. Devin, Andy, thank you so much for your time. The band is Echo Nebraska, and they are releasing their EP, Send the Ships, on January the 26th. Now, you heard Hey Allison leading up to the interview. Why don't you guys, Andy, why don't you cue us? What is the audience going to listen to now on the outro?
Sure. So the song you're about to hear is Pilgrim, which is the last song on the EP. So you start off with Hey Allison, which opens up the EP, and now you'll close the podcast with Pilgrim, which ends the EP.
That's awesome. It's like an Echo Nebraska sandwich.
Yeah.
So tasty. Devin, Andy, thank you again. And will you guys appear on the show in the future?
Absolutely. Thanks
Love
for having
to.
Us.
Thanks for
awesome.
Having us.
It's well, been thank awesome. You guys. You guys are wicked. See ya.
Maybe it's the wrong thing to say. You've been acting crazy all day. I try to get you off the line. Try to show you the real time. Whoa.